Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of times here on the show, we try to help the ladies understand guys. We try to represent and give our best effort as far as representing the man here on the show.
Absolutely. Our goals are very selfless.
Yeah. And I want to help the fellas out today, but girls, we really need your help on what really matters. And being a gentleman, I guess that really does matter and is important.
Yes.
Okay. We know the one about opening car doors. I know that's a big deal, and you guys like that.
I do it anytime we're going to be close to a door where people can see us.
Okay.
And they'll be judging me.
You do it when someone's looking, right?
Definitely.
Okay. And, of course, they say also pulling out the chair for the woman when she's sitting down at a restaurant.
Well, they get mad when you do that. If you pull it out too far, and you're sitting right down.
I got you.
Everybody's
laughing.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to pull out, you know, because those Hardee's ones are bolted down to the floor.
What do you do then? Do you turn it so she can, you know, how it swings back and forth? Just turn it toward her.
You know, that's a good one. And this is another one, and I don't know if you help out your wife or not, Tom. Help her with her coat. Mm-hmm. Is that important? Heidi, I know that I've seen you out on dates with fellas that you've brought, you know, in our inner circle. Mm-hmm. And they actually help you out. Did you train them that way to help you with your coat?
No, I just hope that I pick good ones.
Yeah, they have manners. I learned to be more attentive to this, too, now that I have kids. Because my daughter will try to get her arms through her jacket, and I'll have to help her with it. And so I realize that women need help with that.
It truly, if you have bracelets on or, you know, just the way the coat might be made, it's nice to have that help.
So how many times do you let them go around before you help them? You know how they go in circles
trying
to find that other arm?
It's like a dog chasing his tail. Sometimes we just laugh.
That's funny.
It's going to take an hour to get it on. But they say that this courteous act is not very common anymore. You don't see it as much, and that's why you're going to stand out with someone out on a date.
That's so sweet.
And you know what else? When you're at a restaurant, maybe you excuse yourself, the ladies do, to go to the restroom and come back to the table. The man stands up to greet you and help you into your chair.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Well, when all the guys stand up, you rarely see that.
I think if you go with another woman, we don't have to do that.
Hmm?
If you go with another woman to the bathroom.
Two women going to the bathroom.
Then I don't have stand up.
Yes, you do. You acknowledge that your date is coming back or wife.
I don't.
Heidi, honestly, you do not make your man do that.
I don't make him do anything, but I think that there are times when that happens, but it's nice.
Can she do anything by herself?
I know. I mean, did we have to help her get dressed?
And then we expect you to pay for it. Go figure.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with this.
Honestly, I mean, we're doing everything.
Gee.
Okay, this is very important. How about complimenting her? They say don't do the standard, oh, you have incredible eyes. They say do something like compliment the way she looks in her outfit. That's something like, you look great in that dress. That way they know that you're paying attention to what they have on as well, and it's not the stale, oh, same, content like you have beautiful eyes.
When I was single, I had really good luck with this as a pickup line. I would go up to a girl, and I would say, you know, your butt really doesn't look fat in that outfit.
Oh,
good
boy.
Chicks like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you know they're going to be asking it one day, so why not just put them at ease right up front?
All right.
They'll know you're the guy that answers the right way.
Okay.
And I have to get your opinion on this last one,
Tom,
after that comment.
Okay.
Yeah. Being a gentleman, they say it's very important. They say socialize with her friends. One of the things that speaks to your dating potential is your ability to fit into her social network.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So women are attracted to likable, sociable, charming men, the kind of guys their friends and family will love too.
Right.
Okay. Here's my thoughts on that.
Yeah.
It sounds good on paper.
Right.
But in reality, a lot of times girls are on the rebellious thing. They want someone their friends don't like, and they're looking for something where they can be rebellious. On the other hand, I think it's a good idea to befriend her friends, and then the ones who really believe that crap will be like, oh, isn't that sweet? He's getting along with my friends. Then when you break up, you're that much closer to dating one of them to get her back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a plan.
Because I used to do that.
Okay, we know.
Wow. I did. I used to, whenever I would get broke up with, I would start hitting on her friends and try to go out with them because that's the ultimate revenge.
I mean, it sounds like middle school. Is that when you did that?
Yeah. No, this is not middle school. This was this was like when I was single not that long, you know, before I got married.
Wow. Now, my question, though, here is, are you like a likable, charming, sociable guy to all of your wife's friends?
Yeah.
Because you're not with us.
You know what? They think I'm awesome.
Well, oh, I think you might think they think you're awesome.
No, yeah. They live in the real world, and they see what I do for my wife. And a lot of times, my wife's friends will tell her, you got a good one.
They only see you for 30 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, because you go back upstairs on the computer.
Oh, that's why he's awesome.
Yeah.
He's out of her
hair. And he leaves it alone. That's right. Yeah, what a guy.
I don't care what it's for. They brag on me.